after the young boys died from an overdose of synthetic opioid U47700, known also as Pink, the school district started to take a hard look at the way drug use and prevention is dealt with throughout the district. One of the considerations presented to the Board of Education was to create a drug testing policy in the school district. This prompted Blake and Burgess to use some of their journalism and debate skills to find out what students wanted to see in response to the overdose deaths. Blake says from her experience, she knew high school students wouldn't respond if it wasn't a short survey.
So we made an anonymous survey completely, and one question was, do you agree with random drug testing of students from PCHS? And then the other one is an open question just for anyone to answer but didn't have to answer. The first one was mandatory, and it is there anything that you think would help with the drug epidemic?
Blake says she's impressed with the student response overall, and that 63.9% said they're opposed to drug testing.
I've never had a survey, which I've done a lot in the school for projects, that got this many responses within 2 weeks, and it got over 750 responses.
She was especially surprised with how many students replied to the second question.
And on the other response, since it was an opening question, we got still 227 responses compared to our over 700 on the other one. But these kids who responded were very, very articulate and did paragraphs.
Blake says many students feel too much stress in Park City High School, and it results in an environment where kids aren't learning. She also said kids know a lot about how drug testing works.
They know that most drugs with the drug tests that they would be providing that are really hardcore illegal drugs, like the one that the students died from, Pinky, would not show up on that test. So a lot of them were answering, like, what's stopping us from going from smoking pot to doing something much more dangerous? Yeah, that can't be tested for, can't be found. And a lot of the solutions that were offered were that we did not get enough drug education.
Responses showed students think drug testing would turn into punitive actions against those who tested positive.
And it's less of, oh, they're going to find kids and help them, and more because they will get the cops involved, even if it doesn't technically mean that they're going to get in trouble. They're fearful of their parents, the judgment of the school, and just plain out privacy breaching.
Blake and Burgess presented the survey results to the Board of Education President Phil Kaplan and Superintendent Conley. No decision has been made to her knowledge. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.